Works.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, today we're going to learn the dinim of what's called the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei D'Amidah, Chazor Seh Shatz. The reason for Chazor Seh Shatz, like we learned, why does the Chazan repeat the Amidah? Because there's people that don't know how to read, and therefore, by listening to the Chazan, they would be yetzer the mitzvah of davening. Because there's a din, Shemeya Ka'ina. Listening to something is like answering it, like saying it. And therefore, the Chazan would repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Now, when the Chazan is repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, or the Amid, as you call it, everybody has to be quiet and listen carefully to every single word that the Chazan is saying in the repetition, and answer Amen properly. It says even to learn something while the Chazan is repeating the Amid is forbidden. The truth is, you're supposed to look in the Siddur and follow word by word the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei. So definitely you can't talk other things during the repetition. If it's easy for somebody to stand, some people say you should stand during Chazor Seh Shatz. He says a lot of people have a minig, or some people have a minig, that they take off their Rabbeinu Tams in the middle of the repetition, and then they put it back on. There's a lot of controversy about doing that. Some people justify it. But the problem is that, number one, it says you're supposed to wear the tefillin through a volitzian. Second, Rashi's tefillin. Secondly, while they're taking off tefillin, and putting it, they can't hear the Chazor Seh Shatz, and they can't answer, so they shouldn't do it.
Why would someone even come up with that? Like, what's the purpose behind that?
Of what?
Taking off your tefillin in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. I mean,
because they put on the second pair. They take off the first and put on the second then. No. That's called the guy who's in a rush. Yeah. Now, the Chazan, when he davens for the Amid, when he finishes it, when he says, Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmei, when he says, Baruch Ato Hashem, he has to wait for the people to be able to say, Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmei. He says, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hokel HaKadosh, he should wait for the people to answer Amid before he begins the next bracha. Because a lot of times the Chazan begins the next bracha, the people didn't even have a chance to answer Amid yet. And that doesn't work. It's no good. Now, you also need 9 people to answer all the amens during the repetition. If you don't have 9 people, Alter Rebbe used to do it, it's kodev, it's close, that your brachas are brachas in vain. So you have to make sure when you have 10 people in a minyan, you have to make sure that everybody finished davening the Shemoneh Esrei, and then you could begin Chazor Seh Shatz, because otherwise you don't have 9 people that are able to answer. What?
What's this lashon karev?
In Kitzur, the expression is shetiyene brachas levatola. That's for sure brachas levatola. The Alter Rebbe says karev. I don't know. But the Alter Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken, it is from memory, that the Alter Rebbe uses the expression karev. It's close to be a brachas levatola. Therefore, if you have a small exact minion, you have to make sure that everybody finishes the Shemoneh Esrei and do it.
Maybe only Bedi Avad is not Bachar.
No. It's not so simple. Okay, now when it comes to... What?
Sometimes we're happy that we have a minion.
I understand, but that doesn't justify starting the Chazor Seh Shatz.
It justifies anything. What I'm saying is, if you want to have a minion, let's say you start it. Everybody started together, and then one guy takes a lot longer. So, and everybody wants to leave. So, we should be mavatul minyan.
So, the truth of the matter is, the Gemara says in Brachas that Rabbi Kiva, when he daven by himself, daven long, and when he daven with a minyan, he daven quickly. That people shouldn't have to wait for him. That's Rabbi Kiva. So it says in Aloha. But the bottom line, if a guy wants to daven, you have to just wait. That's all, or make sure there's more than 10 people. Okay, next, when it comes to Kedusha, everybody has to say, put their feet together and say Kedusha as if it's 1 foot. Because the Kedusha, we're basically talking about the angels. They say Kaddish and Baruch, it's all about what the angels say. And the Pasuk says, when it speaks about the angels, not physical obviously, Raglehem Regel Yeshara, which basically means their feet are 1 straight foot. So because the angels have 1 foot, whatever that means, because it's not physical, obviously. So therefore, we put our feet together as if it's 1 foot. And therefore, by the Amida, we do that to have bittul and so on and so forth. When you say Kaddish, in Kaddish, you say Kaddish, 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 you jump up a little bit with your heels. And when they say Baruch Kaved Hashem, you go up. And Yimlech, you go up. Just a little bit with the heel, you go up a little bit. And that's it. Now, when the Chazan comes to Maidim, everybody bows and says, Maidim Anachnu Lach. I mean, if you're not in the middle of davening. If you're in the middle of Psukah de Zimr, I mean, between Baruch Shem and Yishtabach, then you can answer the whole Maidim Drabonon, as it's called. If you're in Birchas Krishma, between Yaitzir Ad and Shmoneh Esrei, you just say, Maidim Anachnu Lach, that's it. If you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you don't answer anything. Okay, next. Before the Chazan says Sim Shalem, you say what's called Birchas Koyanim. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, every day they actually do Birchas Koyanim. The Koyanim get up there and they do Birchas Koyanim. But in Chutz La'aretz, we only do it on Yom Tif. But the Chazan still says Birchas Koyanim. Now, if you notice, we do it at Shachris, we do it at Musaf, we don't do it at Mincha. Ma'ariv for sure we don't do it because we don't repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The only time we do Birchas Koyanim at Mincha is on a fast day. Why do we only do it on a fast day, not on a regular Mincha? Why don't we say Yivarach Hashem Yishmech, all that stuff? So the answer is because a Koyan who's drunk, meaning who drank a revias of wine, a Koyan who drank a revias, 3 ounces of wine, is not allowed to do Birchas Koyanim. So because Mincha is davening in the afternoon. People ate already there in the Middle East. That was the main meal. It was lunch, by the way. And they would drink wine. So a Kohen wouldn't be necessarily allowed to do Birchas Kohenim. So the Chazan doesn't do it. And a fast day, you don't eat. So because you don't eat, so you're not afraid you're going to drink wine. You won't be drunk. And therefore, we do Birchas Kohenim on a fast day. The interesting sikha from the Rebbe, the Rebbe brings down, there's an opinion in Halacha that a Kohen nowadays is not allowed to drink wine. Why? Because any minute Mashiach will come and he'll have to go work in the Beis HaMikdash, and if he drank wine, he's going to be drunk, so to speak, even a revias of wine. So the Rebbe points out a very interesting thing. It says that after a Kohen drinks wine, after what's called the Mahalich Mil, after 18 minutes, it wears off. So the Rebbe said, here you see an interesting thing. There's an opinion that says a Kohen can't drink wine nowadays because maybe Mashiach will come and have to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Which means, the Rebbe said, from the second Mashiach comes until the Kohen could already work in the Beis HaMikdash is less than 18 minutes. Because otherwise he wouldn't, which is a very big issue by itself, because everybody's tummy, you need to put adum. And there's a lot of issues how it works. But the Rebbe said, the fact that that opinion in Halacha says, whatever questions you have on the opinion, but the opinion says that a Kohen can't drink wine nowadays because he might be drunk, it shows how quick Mashiach can come. Okay, now, it's interesting, but Yivarecha, what's that? Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, some people say Ken Yerotzen or whatever. Now, the Rebbe in Siddur says we say Amen. Yirach Hashem Yishmeracha, Amen, not Ken Yirotzen. Yor Hashem Panei Melacha, Amen, not Ken, whatever. What? We're about to say something.
The Halach Mil is 18
to
24 minutes.
No, so? Okay, and if it takes 24 minutes?
Yeah.
Now, the Rebbe, by the way, Paskas in Hilchos Pesach, that a mil is 24 minutes. Except Lalocha, a mil, the going of a mil is 20, which is 2,000 damits, which is 33,000 feet. It's interesting. The word mil is called a Persian, in English, is called a Persian mile. I don't know why, but that's what it's called, a Persian mile. But it's a going of 3,000 feet approximately. Well, how long it takes to walk 3,000 feet, which is a little bit more than half a mile.
Mil
is a Hebrew word in the Gemara. But the definition in English, the English translations, translates a Persian mil. Where they get that from, I don't know.
Because mile is 18 and this is 1,000.
But the Alter Rebbe in Hilchos Pesach, by the way, paskins shah. The Alter Rebbe in Hilchos Pesach paskins la halacha that the going of a meal is really 24 minutes. Except sometimes by things benatayr you have to be machmer. Like for instance, by chametz and Pesach, it says that how long does when dough and water mix? I mean, flour and water mix. How long does it take to become chametz until it's put into the oven? Mahalich mil. So the Alter Rebbe says you have to be machmer 18 minutes. You can't rely on 24 minutes. You have to be machmer. But in other things, the Alter Rebbe holds that a mil really is 24 minutes, not 18 minutes, which could be very interesting about davening early in the morning, which for some people it's not a problem. 11:30, it's already after sunrise most days in L.A. But because the Gemara says from dawn, Amud HaShachar, to sunrise is Mahal, no, the Gemara doesn't say it. So the Gemara says is Mahal Dalid Mil, the amount of time it takes to go a mil. Now, 4 mil, Dalid Mil. So most people say a mil is 18 minutes. So therefore, that's where you get the 72 minutes from. But if you hold a mil is 24 minutes, then 4 mil is 96 minutes. So that means Amud HaShachar is much earlier, 96 minute Amud HaShachar is much earlier than the 72 minute. It's, it's much earlier. So then you'd be able to daven earlier according to the... Mishiyakir also, the Gemara doesn't talk about. The Gemara doesn't talk about how much time Mishiyakir is. And in fact, in old Halacha, it doesn't talk about it either. It's the later Poskim that discuss times and they're not sure in different opinions. There's a Prima Godim that says that Mishiyakir is 6 minutes after Aleisa Shachar. After Aleisa Shachar. Now again, if you hold this 96 minutes, it's pretty early. And then because sunrise, I'll give you a simple example. Sunrise today is 7 o'clock. I think 6:59. What 7 o'clock? Yeah. So when's Aleis HaShachar? So if you count it 72 minutes, yeah. So it's an hour and 12 minutes before. So it's like 10 to 6. 5:48. 5:40 is Aleis HaShachar. So then, now if you hold, when Mashiachir, so most of the calendars say later for Mashiachir. But if you go by that Prima Godim, then it's 48 plus 6 is what, 54. So you can 5 to 6, you can put on tefillin. But if you hold net, that a mil is 24 minutes, so then it's not 72 minutes, it's really 96 minutes before 7 o'clock. And if you count 6 minutes, after that Aleis HaShachar, according to the Prima Godim, then you can put on tefillin much earlier. But the Pearl, that's the story. That's one of the reasons I didn't change the 6 o'clock minion yet. I didn't change the 6 o'clock minion yet. Okay, next. What?
Can we daven at 6 o'clock?
Based on what I just said, you can daven at probably 5:15 already. Okay, but we're not doing that yet. Okay, next. Okay, now once when the Chazan finishes the repetition, he says quietly the Pasuk Yilaratin Imri Fevayin Libel Vnach Hashem Suri V'Gayali. So that he says quietly, and then either he goes to Tachnun or to Kaddish. But it's interesting, but that Pasuk is said at the end of the Amida, right? So the Gemara says why, also Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says why do you say Yilu Ratzin? Because in Tilim, at the end of Kapitel Yudches, the end of Kapitel Yudches is Yilu Ratzin Imri Fi Vegin Libu Fenech Hashem Suri Vigayali. So Gemara says, because David HaMelech said it after 19 chapters, so we say it after 19 brachas. So the Gemara in brachas says, but there's only that 19 and there's only 18 in the original Shemoneh Esrei. And the Gemara answers the first two, Asher Ish And Lamud Akshugoyim at one capital. That's what the Gemara answers. So the Bel David HaMelech said it after 18. The Gemara says David HaMelech said it after 18. So the Gemara asks, but it's capital 19? So the Gemara answers because the first two capital had done. No, quietly. Amir. Huh?